Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and of course online with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we now have our second guest in, do we not?
We have the lovely Chris in from Sight for White.
Yes, it's the Insight for White section.
Mm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, a little bit chilly.
A bit chilly.
But, you know, we can't complain, can we?
No,
we can't. Now, we're going to talk about the competition, which we'll mention in a minute, but
yes,
you wanted to mention First Island Con.
Yeah, I would. For those of a geeky nature, Sight for White, we attended both days, obviously, yeah, with the charity, and we had an absolutely fantastic time.
Mm. Oh, that's nice. It,
and people were very generous. I have a full-size Dalek.
As you do.
As you would.
Who normally resides in my dining room. Mm-hmm. So he came along. Okay.
Is he a butler?
Yeah, yeah, he makes tea and coffee. Yes, occasionally, if you ask him nicely. And it was just fantastic. People were taking photos with the Dalek and were sort of very generously just donating to the charity.
That's nice.
There was everyone, the vibe was fantastic. There was Star Wars characters, Chewbacca, Stormtroopers, you name it. And it was there. It was an absolutely fantastic
weekend. Where was it held this time?
It was at Cowes Enterprise College.
Oh, yes.
And it was the perfect venue.
Better than last year?
Better. I didn't go last year, but I heard it was a little bit cramped at Northwood House, lovely as Northwood House is.
Mm, they may have been a bit overwhelmed by the success of it.
I think they were. Yeah. So I got to meet Sylvester McCoy.
Oh.
Yeah, very enjoyable.
Do we know if it's coming back bigger and better next year? Or?
As far as I know, I think it will be back. Whether it will be at Cowes Enterprise College, I don't know. I would hope so, because I think it was the perfect venue.
Okay. I'm glad it went well. I'm glad it went well for the charity.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
You made a few quid out of it.
Yes,
well,
we did. Thank you.
And you got a chance to show off your Dalek on official business.
Absolutely.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
Was Sylvester McCoy impressed with
he
your
was.
Dalek?
He was, yes. There is a photo on our website with the Dalek and Sylvester.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, check us out.
Anybody else famous?
I saw Paul McGann.
Oh, yes.
Sophie Aldred, also from Doctor Who.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
There was Bam Margera from Jackass, I believe. I've heard of him.
I have no idea what that is.
Ah, okay, yeah.
No, but you're getting outside our sphere of knowledge now.
Yes. But there were several celebrities that I didn't know, but who were very popular.
Oh, right, fair.
Well, they told you they were celebrities, didn't
they? Yeah, pretty much.
Could have been anybody then.
Could have been anyone, really.
Hi, I'm very famous.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did well there. We're looking forward now to December.
Oh, yes.
Now, the short story writing competition is well underway.
It is. In actual fact, the closing date is Friday week.
Yes. It's
Friday week. So
just over a week.
You can get your stories in to Waterstones, to you at the...
here at Millbrook House, or even if they wanted to drop them
in here
to you
in
guys,
here,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Please do so. So yeah, Friday the 9th.
Just run around what it's about and what's happening.
Okay. Well, basically, as you know, this is our third year running the short story writing competition.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we normally have celebrities read the winning three categories.
You mm-hmm. do.
This year, we have four celebrities.
Ooh.
So we still have the three categories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're going to have a fourth, like a special. A category, if you like, for
okay.
an outstanding story.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember from year one, we had a lad called Solomon who was just age four.
Yes.
So we gave him a special prize.
He got a special prize, and his story was recorded by Katie Manning.
That's correct, yes, yeah. So it'll be kind of that kind of thing again. So we have a couple of new celebrities. We've still got the lovely Adana Minghella.
You have.
We've got Melvin Hayes,
yes,
who's coming back for year two.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
We have Joe Brand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have Kate Weston.
Yes.
Yes, we have Kate Weston from our colleagues across the water there. Now, I had an online interview with her quite recently.
Oh, wow.
And I said I'd play it out when you were next in, so I will do that now, and then we can talk about what else is going on. So this is me talking to Kate Weston, who's far better at radio than I am.
Yeah. I've been joined by Kate Weston, whose voice you will readily recognise if you've been driving around the south. She's going to be one of the celebrity voices recording the winning stories for the Sight for White Christmas Story Writing Competition. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Kelvin. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I have been a tad poorly, but I'm back fighting fit now and perky and really looking forward to the amazing stories that we're going to be given, hopefully, from everyone on the Isle of Wight.
I'm sure you'll get plenty of stories to read. How did you get involved with this competition in the first place?
Well, Chris Kane from Sight for White just approached me and said, you know, I'm looking for some people, you know, that might like to read a story. And I suspect he knows I've got a little lad who's 10 now. And I love reading my little boy stories. And it's something I've always done since he was really tiny. And years ago as well, on the TV, I used to work at GMTV and I did the children's programming there. And we did stories there on the telly. So it is something I'm really keen on. And I thought, yes, why not? This sounds like a really good, fun competition.
It is. I've been involved with it for a few years now, and the actual event is great fun. We play little snippets of the winning stories to see if the authors recognise them. So your voice will definitely be heard there.
I can't wait to see, actually, what I'm going to get.
Well, nobody knows yet, as the entries are still coming in, so it's always a surprise.
I see. Well, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, obviously, the magic of Christmas is the theme this year, so I think it's going to get me into the festive mood.
It certainly will. And are you going to come to the event in Newport?
Do you know, I may well try. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to or not. I know I'm sounding flaky.
No, not at all.
It's just Christmas and work and family. It can get a bit bonkers at my end. But I'm really excited about it.
Well, we'll be getting copies of the winning stories as recorded by you and your fellow celebrities, and I'm sure we'll have as much fun listening to them as you will recording them.
Do you know, I'm sure I will.
You join a panel of great voices, including our own Idana Mingala, Melvin Hayes and Joe Brand, so it's an interesting mix of voices.
Be interesting, but I'm really looking forward to it. I love doing things like this.
Good. It should be fun. Well, it always is fun. Thank you, Kate. We'll chat again after you've done the recordings. Thank you for your time, and bye for now.
Okay, bye, Kelvin.
Bye.
Well, that was Kate Weston from Wave, who's one of your celebrity voices, Chris.
Fantastic.
She's got a lovely voice,
great diction.
Yes.
And very bubbly. She was so nice to me when I organised the recording. She was really, really helpful. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope she can make it, because it would be nice to meet her.
Yes.
But nevertheless, the stories now go into, once you've closed the actual entry system, they go into being anonymised.
Yes. The lovely Maggie is involved in the anonymisation. Is that a word?
Anonymisation.
Yes.
And then they're sorted into their categories, and then they'll go off to the mystery judges.
Mystery judges.
Yes. Mm. So watch this space, or listen to this space.
Yeah,
even.
And we'll know, but we won't know the actual outcome publicly until the event.
Until the award ceremony.
So shall we take some music and a break and come back and talk about the award ceremony?
Because
that's always a nice little thing. Now, we were talking before the break about the story writing competition. Just go through the categories again.
Yes, of course.
For us, if you wouldn't mind.
We have three categories. Mm-hmm. We have under 12s.
Yeah.
12 to 17. Mm-hmm. And 18 plus.
Okay.
So the 18 plus, the word count is 1500 to 2000.
Right.
And the under 18s is up to 750 mm-hmm. words.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And there's a small fee for entry, isn't there?
£2 for under-18s and £5 for adults.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And is it a freshly written story or one that's been published?
It's freshly written, yes. So novice budding authors, I think our poster says.
Okay.
Yes. And now the standard the last few years I've been involved has been extremely high.
Excellent.
Fantastic, yeah, absolutely. And the imagination of particularly the children is fantastic.
Some were very dark.
Very dark imagination, some of those.
They were.
Very dark.
And I will say is that the winning stories will be recorded by the celebrities and they will be broadcast here on Vectis Radio.
They will.
Certainly the winning ones will be broadcast over the Christmas period because mm-hmm. The other ones won't be recorded until later in the season, will they?
We are hoping to do all the runners-up stories in time for the award ceremony this year.
Oh, okay, that's good. Because we can probably put the whole lot out over the Christmas period if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's
excellent. Fantastic. I can hear our stage manager go, phew, that's a challenge I've got to think about over Christmas. No, that's good because it'll help their Christmas theme as well.
Yes,
so that's really, really good.
It will.
Now, the award ceremony itself is this year in a different venue.
Yeah, this year we are here.
Here,
well, not here,
not in this studio because it'll
not
be
in
really
this studio,
cramped.
At the Riverside Centre, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
And it'll be warm.
It'll be warm,
and there's car parking,
yes. Everything's there, so it'll be a perfect venue. So
it's a lot easier.
Free entry, isn't it?
Free entry. Yeah, we're very, very excited about this year. We're going in a slightly different direction. It's going to be more entertainment, if you like.
All right.
It's still an award ceremony, but we're throwing in a bit more entertainment.
We're throwing it in.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do these people know they're being thrown in?
They do. Yes. Yes. So I'm sort of delighted to report that we have a choir called Melodic.
All right.
Who are going to be opening the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I really want to give this guy a bit of a plug because he's been absolutely amazing. And that's Huxley, magician.
Oh, yes. He's brilliant, isn't he?
He has been fantastic. Not only just for the award ceremony, but he was at Island Con as well. And he was doing some tricks, which was drawing people over to our stall. He did a trick on me, and I was absolutely blown away.
Gobsmacked.
Absolutely
don't know how
gobsmacked.
They do it, do they?
No, so if you're looking for an entertainment magician, then
yeah.
Huxley's your man.
Yeah, he's actually, I won't step on your story too much, but he is coming to our variety night.
Fantastic.
In the new year, so he's promised his services for that, which is great.
Yes, I know he's got a couple of sort of gaps in December, so yeah.
He is absolutely
great. Very, very good.
First class guy.
So you've got that, you've got musical entertainment, you've got, and of course the prize giving itself.
Yeah.
And the bar will be open. So
the bar will be open.
Little snacky things.
Yes.
And to crown it all, you'll be there.
I'll be there as well. Yeah, normally I'm behind the video camera on the night.
Yeah, so. And we'll be doing sound and doing some interviews
yes,
and things.
Yes, please.
We can
yes.
do that
so
later.
You emceeing?
No, I'm still sort of working on that.
Right.
But we nearly had someone to emcee. In fact, the lovely Kate Weston was sort of thought she had somebody for me, but unfortunately they can't help us out.
No.
So still looking.
Well, it's a bit near Christmas, isn't it? What date is it?
It's Monday the 17th,
yes.
Which is, people are busy. I understand.
Well, if anybody fancies emceeing it, give me a call, 240666.
Please do.
You never know. Perhaps we'll get Ian Mack to do it, you never know.
Who's he?
He's off to get some new glasses, apparently, so he won't be listening
to
us. So we're looking forward to this. It's going to be really good. You've got to get your stories in by Friday week.
Yes, Friday the 9th.
So if you haven't started writing
yet... Can you go and collect them?
I will go and collect them from Waterstones at close of business Friday afternoon.
We haven't had any in here as yet, but if we do, I'll let you know and you can come pick them up, or I'll drop them into you, one or the other.
Yeah.
And then... Is it 10 o'clock on Saturday morning?
10
the
o'clock.
Team will descend on Millbrook
yes,
House.
Yes, yep. So
and start anonymisation processes.
Yes, you remembered my word.
We've got to get off up to the news.
Oh,
so thank you very much for coming in on telling us about that, Chris. It's
pleasure.
Been great. And because he's been talking about Island Con and because it's Chris, you know what I'm going to play?
Doctor Who and the Medics.
No, not that one. It's the Time Lords. Doctor in the TARDIS to take us up to the news at the top of the hour. And we'll be back with some other nonsense after that.
Okay.
Now, we've still got Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hi, you can't get rid of me.
No, we've super glued into the seat.
I wouldn't go out the door.
No. You've got a few other things you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I wanted to mention we've got a quiz night coming up.
Okay.
That's at the Waverley Inn in Carisbrook.
Oh, the Waverley Inn's the one by that roundabout at the top of the hill. And you can't quite see round if you're coming from the West Wyatt and see what's going on.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is a tricky one.
Yes.
They've got a nice car park there, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's on Thursday the 8th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And that, there are teams of four, and it's £3 a person.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually of the time. I better give you the time, hadn't I? That would be handy. It starts at 7:30.
All right.
But if you want to eat, then you need to phone the Waverley Inn and beforehand. But it's a really good quiz. Paul Rutherford is our quiz master.
Oh yes.
And yeah,
he's
really
one of your trustees, isn't he?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And he's great. It's a very popular quiz.
Good.
So if you're
it's not about farms, is it?
No, not this one. No, let's not go there, Maggie.
Okay.
So, yeah, please come along and support us there. And just as an offshoot, we were talking about like Island Con and going back to the summer, you know, we did a lot of outside events. We did the Pride event.
Yes.
Mm. And you get chatting to very interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to Spider-Man.
Did you?
Oh, right.
I did at Pride. AKA Matt Gregg from Nosy Design. I'm only mentioning him because people have been so very supportive. You know, we talked about Huxley and how helpful and many people have been so supportive of the charity. But Matt particularly, he did a lovely video, a Sight for White video of us recently.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, excellent.
You know, and sort of generously donated his time. So
that's nice.
It's really thank you to everyone that supports our charity.
Yes.
So we really do appreciate it.
Good. Excellent, and why not?
Why not indeed?
We're looking forward to the competition and the the entries to the competition going through, and the ceremony in December. So I'm looking forward to that, and we'll have you in again next month to talk a bit more about it.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
and we'd love to interview the winners.
Yes, we may well be
if they will allow us.
If they allow us to, we'll be at the ceremony. We can do a little interview with them and see how they get on.
Fantastic,
and how they feel.
Adventist Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Adventist Radio. AdventistRadio.com.